WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. It's your boy Jake Carter here. And let me tell you, I'm feeling that good energy today. You know how it is. Life can get crazy fast, right? We're juggling work, relationships, hobbies, trying to fit in some me time. Sometimes it feels like there are 10 of us all crammed into one head just trying to keep up. But here's the thing. Neglecting our own well-being isn't an option. It's not selfish. It's essential. Think of self-care like that pit stop for your car. It keeps you running smoothly and prevents major burnout. And let's be honest, who wants to crash and burn? So today we're diving deep into self-care for those of us living the busy life. Because, trust me, there are ways to recharge without becoming a hermit on a mountaintop. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. Number 1. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome too. It's about recognizing your individual needs and finding activities that truly nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think outside the box. Maybe it's a long walk in nature, catching up with a friend over coffee, or simply dedicating 15 minutes to reading a good book without distractions. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? That's your body screaming for self-care. It's about recognizing those early signs of stress and burnout before they become overwhelming. And listen, it doesn't have to be grand gestures. Small acts of kindness towards yourself throughout the day can make a world of difference. Number 2. Schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar for those activities that bring you joy and relaxation. It might feel weird at first, but trust me, once you see the impact on your mood and productivity, you'll be kicking yourself for not doing it sooner. Think of it like this. If you wouldn't cancel a doctor's appointment or a crucial meeting, why would you bail on your self-care time? You deserve that dedication just as much. Number 3. Set boundaries, people. This is huge. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy and overcommit you. It's okay to prioritize your well-being and protect your time. Remember, saying yes to everything eventually leads to burnout, and nobody wants that. I know it can be tough, especially in a culture that glorifies busyness. But trust me, setting healthy boundaries will ultimately make you more effective and present in the things that truly matter. You'll have more energy and focus when you're not constantly overextended. Number 4. Don't underestimate the power of digital detox. We live in a world of constant notifications and information overload. Taking breaks from screens can do wonders for your mental clarity and stress levels. Try spending an hour or two each day unplugged, read a book, go for a walk, engage in conversation with someone face to face. You'll be amazed at how much you can accomplish when your mind isn't constantly bombarded with digital stimuli. It's like hitting the refresh button on your brain. Number 5. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, practice self-compassion and celebrate your wins, big and small. You're doing your best in a crazy world, so give yourself credit for showing up every day. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs, but keep pushing forward and celebrating those moments of growth. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's 8 p.m. on a Friday night. You've just finished a long week at work. Your inbox is overflowing. Your to-do list is still miles long. And the temptation to scroll through social media for hours is strong. But instead of succumbing to that urge, you decide to take a different route. You put on some comfy clothes, light a scented candle, brew yourself a cup of herbal tea, maybe even whip up a healthy snack, and settle down with a good book or a relaxing podcast. You disconnect from the digital world, focus on your breath, and allow yourself to fully unwind. This simple shift in mindset can make all the difference in how you recharge and prepare for the week ahead. It's about choosing intentionality over impulsivity and prioritizing your well-being above everything else. So remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's an investment in yourself that will pay dividends in every aspect of your life. By making conscious choices to nourish your mind, body, and soul, you'll be able to navigate the chaos of everyday life with more grace, resilience, and joy. Now go out there and tap into that self-care magic. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little reminder about the power of prioritizing their well-being. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. I love hearing your feedback. And until next time, keep shining bright. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.